It is 24 minutes to nine. We tell ourselves that we are sick to the back teeth of politics and politicians, repelled by the system and by the individuals who run it, increasingly unwilling to believe that voting is worth the bother. In Italy, they elect clowns at the Eastleigh by-election. Those who took part, which was roughly half of those who could have turned out, did so after a campaign in which a dislike of all politicians was one of the central messages from the doorstep. So what is to be done? After all the furore of the expenses scandal and just after the last election, the government said in its coalition agreement that it planned to fund 200 open primaries to let voters in seats that hadn't changed hands for years have their say in choosing the candidates for the main political parties. Well, it's not happened. The government says it'll make its view clear in due course. If, as seems likely, the idea is dropped, have we missed an opportunity to re-establish a lost link between people and power? Are there other things that could still be done? Or is it simply the case in the modern world that politics doesn't matter so much to us all? Do we have the political setup, in fact, that we deserve? I've been off to meet some people who do care and also some people who don't.
I hereby declare that Lucy Powell is duly elected for the Manchester Central constituency.
Do you remember the Manchester Central by-election last year? It certainly didn't catch the attention of many people who live here. The turnout was just over 18%, a record low in recent times. So it's not a bad place from which to explore the question, what is wrong with British politics? Let's start with the winner of that by-election, Lucy Powell.
I mean, it's certainly not a record that I want to hold and that I'm glad to hold. It's very embarrassing that I hold it. But in terms of the actual Labour vote that I received, it was higher than most other by-elections. I had over 11,000 people vote for me personally. There really isn't a simple fix. It's very complex. There's certainly an element of plague on all your houses, people that are fed up with politics altogether. There is an issue with younger people, and by that I mean people under the age of 30, 35, not just students, who are not connected to politics or to their local area. And maybe for some people in a place like Manchester, they feel, well, it's a foregone conclusion. So there's a wide range of issues.
We've brought together a highly unscientific focus group, but we've got a range of ages and backgrounds, political views as well, and crucially, a group of people who are all Manchester Central voters or non-voters. Valerie Rawlinson is retired, Chrissy Brand is a writer, Paul Widger is a chartered accountant, Sean Griffiths is a student, Kimoy Walker is a youth worker, and Sean Luttman is a bar manager. And can I start with you, Valerie? We have a problem, don't we?
We certainly do. People are fed up with the whole system, the whole political system, and they don't believe a word anybody says. And they show that by not going to vote.